Yeah. Go hammer. Go hammer. Go hammer.
My.
Music hits me so hard. Make me want to say, oh, my Lord.
You were singing this in the club.
MC Hammer released this song on this day in 1990. Hmm. So I was at the club. I was in Coconut Grove at the tavern with Gino Toretta.
Saying all the letters to all the words.
All the letters to all the words.
Makes me say, oh, my Lord.
Love me some Hammer. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, where they have the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up on January 31st. No cover.
It's a good time.
Just party all day long at the Tap Room in Oakland Park.
Can't even recollect how many times I've been to it, but it's been a number of times. Probably going on a dozen. And
looking
it's
to
a
see
fun
what,
time.
What's going on. Tap Room weekly events. What's tonight? Tuesday? I got the poker night going on. Texas Hold'em. Got another tourney starting at 6 p.m. and then one at 8 p.m. So how about that? Jimmy says fix your camera. Can you reach it? Doesn't even matter. Solana left. No one's watching us. They're only watching for him.
The looker of the show?
Yeah.
Come on, man. We all know who's the attractive portion of this vessel.
Thank you.
Of course, it's me.
What? Anyway, looking for a place to hang out tonight. Funky Buddha. They got the poker tournaments. They'll have the TVs on. You got... what do you got tonight? You got Heat tonight and no Panthers tonight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can give you the headlines and that would solve all those.
Damn, Bam better do something.
Questions. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The big news today is that Mike Tomlin is out as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He stepped down and he released a statement. This is what he says. After much thought and reflection, I have decided to step down as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This organization has been a huge part of my life for many years, and it has been an absolute honor to lead this team. I am deeply grateful to Art Rooney II and the late Ambassador Rooney for their trust and support. I am also thankful to the players who gave everything they had every day and to the coaches and staff whose commitment and dedication made this journey so meaningful. I also want to thank Steelers Nation. Your passion, loyalty, and high expectations represent what makes this franchise truly special. Coaching in Pittsburgh is unlike anywhere else, and I will always take great pride in having been a steward of this team. While this chapter comes to a close, my respect and love for the Pittsburgh Steelers will never change. I am excited for what the future holds for this organization, and I will forever be grateful for my time coaching in Pittsburgh. Now, he says, while this chapter comes to a close, connoting that there are more chapters to come, right? He doesn't say, as my career comes to a close. He says, while this chapter comes to a close. I will tell you that Adam Schefter has reported that Mike Tomlin will not coach next season.
Oh, I'm with that. And to all the people, remember when they were on that losing streak and they were saying, fire Tomlin,
yep.
Fire Tomlin. What do you have now?
Wait until you see what comes next.
Uh-huh.
Although, where's, I will tell you.
Where's this green grass you were looking at?
I will tell you, Pittsburgh, though, has a track record. They've had three coaches in their entire history. They've all been great. They're all Hall of Famers. Okay. So if you're Pittsburgh, it's a little bit different than the Dolphins when we go, oh, well, it's got to be better than Cam Cameron. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's Adam Gase.
It's got to be better than Mike McDaniel. I was on that boat.
Yep.
Name a name out there right now that's better than Mike Tomlin. Hawk, it's not Harbaugh. I don't
John
know
Harbaugh. Those are the two guys. The two, I mean, you want, and, you know, people would make an argument for Kevin Stefanski, and that's fine. For me, the two whales who are out there for head coaching jobs, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin.
That's it.
They come in with respect. The day they walk into a locker room, they have that locker room's respect.
And they know exactly what to do to build a winner.
Yeah.
And that's what these young coaches can't. Stefanski, that's why the knowledge and the backing of knowing he's been a head coach at that time. But if you bring in one of these young and upcoming coordinators, Kubiak and Shula and all that, they don't know. They've never done it. The grass ain't always green on the other side, I'm telling you.
Tomlin's tenure in Pittsburgh ends after 19 seasons. What an incredible run.
Yeah.
Now, will the Dolphins be able to get him? I don't think so, because I don't think he's going to coach. I think he's going to go to television. Will the Dolphins be able to get John Harbaugh? There seem to be other leaders in the clubhouse as I watch it play out on Twitter, but I kind of believe that nobody knows anything. I really believe that, because I don't think John Harbaugh knows and is telling someone, and then, like, I think this is all conjecture on most people's part. I could be wrong. I feel like it's all conjecture at this point. I think he's going to make a decision that checks a lot of boxes, and I don't expect to hear anything in the next 2 days. I think he's going to make a really educated decision based on every piece of data.
And he can take as long as he wants, because everybody sit around and wait for him. The only thing that makes me look funny is that you hear about him. He already visited Atlanta. He's talking to New York. He's, you know, looking at the Browns. There was no Dolphin even talk, even visit. Come on down. Go get you a nice meal. Let's sit down with Stephen Ross. Let's have a, you know, just see how this works out. That's what is questioning to me about the new approach with YSE, whatever the hell his name is, the new GM. Why don't we just, let's kick some tires.
The hell's his name again?
I forget.
Sully.
Sullivan.
Sully.
John Eric Sullivan.
John Eric Sullivan.
Yeah.
David Fiorones writes in the Sun Sentinel, the Dolphins head coaching search grows to 9 with 2 more candidates surfacing today. He said the Dolphins are not done adding candidates to their coaching search as an 8th and 9th name emerged Tuesday. Dolphins have requested to interview Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter and Raiders defensive coordinator Patrick Graham. Graham used to be here, yeah?
Graham was here, D-line coach.
So add those two to who we already know, which is Harbaugh, Stefanski, Robert Saleh, Chris Shula, Clint Kubiak, Jeff Hafley, and Kelvin Shepard.
We're trying to hit a home run. We're trying to hit a Jaguar home run.
Out of all those 9 names, I mean, Harbaugh, obviously, is the one that jumps out at you. But out of those 9 names, Minter, Graham, Stefanski, Saleh, Shula, great name.
Shula's a good name.
Kubiak, Hafley, and Shepard, and you add Harbaugh to that.
Kubiak's a good name. His daddy.
Clint Kubiak has,
where the league is going, I want an offensive guy.
But what's more important to you, because we've talked about it today, is it culture guy? Because Robert Saleh might be.
It's going to be Brian Flores. Do the Dolphins want a culture guy? Do they want a hard ass? Do they want a dude that comes
in? Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's really up to Sully. I don't know what his direction is.
And that's the thing. I've never met him. I've met a lot of people with Dolphins. He just got down here. I'm sure I'll meet him this season. I see him. He has a mohawk with shaved sides. That seems like he might have some edge to him. But I don't know his approach to building a team or even life. Like,
right.
The first time I met McDaniel, I knew what kind of dude Mike McDaniel was. He wasn't, if bar fight breaks out, he's running to the bathroom. Robert Saleh is running towards the fight to see if he can get a lick in. What do you really want to – what kind of guy do you want? What are you looking for would be my thing.
Because Sully was in Green Bay, right? So Matt LaFleur –
LaFleur – because
he's not a hard ass.
He's not, but he does – he's arrogant.
He's got some edge.
Yeah, he has
edge.
He's
not
edge.
A hard ass.
He's not going to slap you, but he knows that he's good at his job. He comes from – it's McVay. Like, McVay is not going to – he's not Saleh, but – I'm Sean McVay. Like, listen
right.
to the hell I
yeah,
say.
Yeah, like, I'm not – this isn't up for debate.
Not a pushover, and I think McDaniel leaned more toward pushover than these guys were talking about. So I don't want a pushover at all, but I also don't know if this organization wants a stern, I'm draw my line in the sand and this is what's going to happen. They want the collaboration thing, as we've heard.
Well, they did. We don't, because Chris Greer wanted collaboration. He's not here anymore. So I don't know what their direction is. I really don't.
And that's
I have no
thing.
Idea.
And Chris Greer was a gentle soul.
Mm-hmm.
What is this new GM?
Right.
If he's eating bullets in the morning, you know, putting gunpowder on his rice, he might want to bring in a Robert Saleh and change it to that. I like that approach. Saban was a butt wipe. You hear Joe Rose stories all the time about Shula. Shula was cussing people out on a daily basis.
Yep.
That's the football that I'm used to. It seems as if it's lightening up a little bit, but all these successful coaches, they got a little stink to them now. I want a coach with a little stink. I don't want any more pleasant, goofy, nice, you know, giggle and say when you're playing 11-on-11 football, I know we're the same amount of people on the field all the time, coach. Let's talk about what we did on this game.
Other headlines today, you got Heat and Suns tonight, 7:30 at the Kaseya Center. Solana will get you started at 6:15 with pre-heat. And he and Tommy Tighe get you ready for game action. And then Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call. You will hear the Heat game tonight on 104.3 FM WQAM. Canes basketball is in action tonight in South Bend. Joe Zagacki will be on the call for that one. That one is on AM 560 WQAM. Norman Powell is questionable for tonight. I checked Ira Winderman's Twitter account. There is no update on that as of right now at 5:12, so we'll keep an eye on that. Other stuff in the headlines, Panthers are off tonight. They beat the Sabres last night, and I guess the only other big news is the weather, which is going to be cold starting on Friday. Just to give everybody a little peek behind the curtains, the weather, Solana puts it together, you know, for the headlines at the top of the hour. And when he leaves to get to a Heat game, you know, and leaves me in charge of the headlines at 5 o'clock, he always gives me his headlines and weather. And for weather, he has written cold on Friday. Today, I don't know.
It's overcast.
Yeah, it was rainy for most of the day. It is going to be cold on Friday, folks. Hold on to your hats because you are going to wake up Friday morning and it is going to be in the 40s, maybe the 30s, depending on where you're listening. I don't care what you say, Crowder, that's cold. And you may have to turn the heat on.
I'm not turning the heat on. That's a guarantee.
You may have to turn the heat on, depending on how long that cold lasts.
No, I hope they cancel school, but my heat's not going on, Huck.
If it's 40 degrees.
My heat is not. My heat's
never
been on.
For 48 hours.
Covers.
If you were in Chicago and it was 40 degrees, mm-hmm. you'd have the heat on. So I don't know why you wouldn't put it on if it's going to be 2-3 days of 40-degree weather. I mean, you might have
Chicago.
To put it on.
The air conditioner will never cut on because the big number is going to say it's 63 in the house, it's 58 in the house. But they just got to leave their shoes and socks on and get a little snuggy.
Do they still have to put the heat on. You might have to put the heat on.
I'm not.
Jimmy, put the heat on when it's 40 degrees, maybe in the 30s?
No.
You will not put the heat on.
Nobody does.
That's crazy. Sure they do.
Nobody in South Florida knows
how to
even use the heat.
I think more people put on the heat than don't put on the heat.
You got to tighten up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And there is poker at Funky Buddha Tap Room tonight in Oakland Park. That next round starts at 6 p.m. They'll have another one at 8 p.m. And you can watch the Heat game tonight. If you're not going to the Kaseya Center, you can watch it at Funky Buddha tonight. And don't forget, Funky Buddha has their Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up January 31st. No cover, all day, family fun. Mark your calendar. January 31st, which is a Saturday, right? Yeah, it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's the day I'm going to see Frank Caliendo in Naples. That's why I was trying to figure it out. Frank Caliendo was on with us. I was hilarious. Just watching a clip of it. He was on with us in the 3 o'clock hour. And I'm telling you, sometimes you have a comedian on and you try to be polite or whatever. I was crying, crying, laughing. Caliendo, I was just watching the clip because I was asking him to like break the news to Tua that the Dolphins no longer need him at the facility. And I said, do it as John Madden, Jim Rome, Al Pacino. And the Al Pacino, the facial expression started to remind me a little bit of Joe Biden. And I was like, do you do Biden? And he launched into Biden and Trump talking about Tua, where I'm just watching it again, crying, laughing, crying, laughing.
He is super talented.
Unbelievable.
And the Kuiper, Jim Rome,
if
you close your eyes,
on.
You yep. don't know that's yep. not him.
Mel Kiper doing Billy Joel's Piano Man was a treat. Oh, by the way, Ira Winderman just tweeted out, he'd say Norman Powell is available for tonight's game against Phoenix.
He better not steal any of Bam's damn shots.
If so Bam doesn't Bam get to, bro, over,
Bam
wanna see if
doesn't
changed.
Get to 15.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
That's crazy.
Bam's over under tonight, 14.5. Let me just see if it's changed.
I got a couple units on it. When I saw 14.5, you're Bam Adebayo.
It's down to 13.5, although it's minus 150.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to lay 150 to win 100 at 13.5.
You got better odds than that.
That's crazy.
I just sling the ball up. Close your eyes. Shoot from the logo.
Heat tonight on this station, 104.3 FM. Hurricanes basketball tonight on 560 AM tonight, Joe Zagacki. But Norman Powell is available for tonight's Heat game. Anyway, I was talking about Caliendo. We have everything up on YouTube. You can always go back and watch the live show, and then Solano put up some clips, and I'll tweet out and Instagram out some clips as well. But, man, there were a couple things from that segment that just had me cackling. Just cackling.
All of it was funny.
He was on his game, man.
Tonga. Tua. Tonga. Vailoa.
Voila. Right.
Voila. Voila. You ever seen him at a comedy club, Jimmy?
I have not.
Have you ever seen him at a comedy club?
I haven't.
It's amazing.
I'm so interested because of the fact that him setting up himself to do other people.
Yeah.
Is he going from him, or does he get into it? And you just know who it is.
It's amazing because he looks like De Niro when he's doing De Niro. He looks like Pacino when he's doing Pacino. It's remarkable so how talented he is.
I've seen him do all the skits. I've seen him do all that, but I've never seen it live. Where now it's just a one man show, but it's a 12-man show.
Well, you can see Frank Caliendo in Naples. He's coming to Naples for 4 shows on January 30th and 31st. You can go to frankonstage.com. Frankonstage.com. We love that he gave us his time. Speaking of comedians, Finesse Mitchell is going to join us tomorrow. Former SNL cast member. He's been on the show with us before. Little known fact, he was a walk-on for the University of Miami football team, and I believe he played on the national champion team in 91? Was it 91? It must have. I bet it was 91. Yeah, yes. He was on the national championship team. So.
And he had some funny stories. I'm sure he has more.
Finesse Mitchell will join us tomorrow. Cheetah Pompano, what a great spot to watch a game tonight or a fight on the weekend or a big game next Monday. They got VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6. So Monday the 19th, you can watch Miami and Indiana, the championship game right there at the Cheetah Clubs. You can watch all the NFL playoff games there throughout the playoffs. And then January 24th at Cheetah Pompano Beach, you can catch UFC 324. Cheetah Pompano Beach, a great spot to watch a big UFC card. And that night on the 24th is that. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com. Well, we had fun today for sure. And this entire week of shows leading up to Monday, I'm imagining is going to feel the same way. It's just like a festive time to be in South Florida and be a Hurricanes fan and just kind of feeling the excitement. It's just fun. There's something fun about this.
I like how you look at me when you say Hurricanes fan, because I'm fun, a part
man.
Of it now.
It is fun. It is legitimately fun to be a Hurricanes fan. We talked with Joe Zagacki in the 4 o'clock hour. He was sounding cocky to me. Like, he was like, I love it. I want the point spread to go up more. Let them talk more about how Miami doesn't have a chance against Indiana. I loved it,
man. It's crazy. Everybody says Miami is more talented, but they're going to lose.
Indiana looked so good against Oregon. They've looked so good all season long.
Yes. I don't know that whole playing together versus the equals and whole. Listen, Miami's physically more talented than Indiana.
We're going to find out less than a week. And it'll be Monday night. Very excited about it. In fact, we're going to do the show Friday from the Miami Beach Convention Center for National Championship Radio Row. Pretty cool. All right. Dan Day is coming up after us tonight. Little bridge till preheat, which will begin at 6:15. And then you'll get Heat basketball right here on 104.3 FM. Again, Canes basketball, 5:60 a.m. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Heat. Go Canes. We will speak with you mañana.
My ability didn't offset my arrest, huh? Ba 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 ba